to school to get an education. I do each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up.
Foreshadowed the doom waiting for the competition that yucky April day. The day a group of 10-year-olds with nothing but guts and shin splints limped to victory with the help of their professional coaching staff. The day the Limburger Recreational Field became known as the house that DeVille built. Will DeVille.
Our individual awards. Let's give Tommy Pickles a hand for his gutsy photography.
Sorry again, Tommy.
And let's thank Principal Pangborn for coming here tonight after 3 hours of extensive dental work.
Thanks.
Now remember, we're a team, and no one player means any more than any other. Now, the first award for highest scorer goes to Lil DeVille! Most penalty shots, Lil DeVille. Most assists, Lil DeVille. And best snaps, Lil DeVille.
Way to go, Lillian.
Hey, I wouldn't be holding these if you hadn't shown me the game. Thanks, bro.
Now, moving on to our next award.
Whoa, who's that?
Best defensive player, our own team captain, Wally Ramon.
Wally?
Now, before you kids hit the pizza, I got a big announcement. Our unmatched record qualified us for a slot in the Pacific Soccer League. Yeah! 2 weeks from now, we take on the Pacoima Pythons. If we win that game, it's off to the regional finals in Honolulu, Hawaii.
I guess I never noticed that Wally was real pretty.
But she's over at your house all the time, playing with Lil.
Yeah, winging soccer balls at my head. Oh, gosh. It's her. How do I look?
Yeah, with you a sweeper and me midfield, those Pacoima Pythons will be cowboy boots.
Last place, Elisa, Holly?
Sounds like somebody had one too many root beers.
Did you say something, Bill?
Oh, Sarah, I'd love to come to your party, but I don't have pretty dresses like you and your friends.
Balderdash, you can wear one of mine.
But your father wouldn't approve.
Hang my father.
They already did hang your father for cattle rustling.
No, that was your father. When you're Daisy Mavis, tough saloon owner. Today you're Emily West, an orphaned pioneer girl.
Oh, yeah.
Here, Emily, take my prettiest dress.
Oh, Sarah, no one will ever have as good a friend as you.
Incoming! Incoming!
Name's Scott Adams, and I'm here to save you from the Indians.
Phil, we live in peace with the Indians, and they're called Native Americans.
We could get into a war with the Indians, Lil. The settlers did take their land.
Get a load of my chest. Turns into a rocket launcher.
Ooh. What comes out of your back?
A pontoon boat. Invisible Volcano King!
Loser!
You can't do that! I'm invisible!
Not without the atomic icon!
I got it! Hey, what are you playing?
Invisible Volcano King? We made it up a long time ago. But it's only for two people.
So? You made up the rules. Just change them.
Oh, that's brilliant! Wally's on my team!
Then it's two against one.
I got an idea. Why don't we do something all three of us can do?
That's brilliant!
Left foot, red rhinoceros. Right hand, green hamster.
Ow! Now I know why I played this with Phil. You're a lousy paper football player.
Well, gee, I guess that means I'll never go pro with the National Professional Paper Football League. Or have professional paper football fans.
I get it. I guess I just miss Phil. It's not the same since he started hanging around with Wally.
Hey, guys, meet Morty, Mr. Pangborn's nephew from Ohio.
My sister's kid. He's staying with me while she undergoes some minor reconstructive surgery. Drat, that Pangborn chin.
I said we'd show him the ropes.
You play paper football, Morty?
Are you kidding? But I like to play with my own.
Oh, gee, that looks kind of sharp.
Whoa! Ow!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! I rule!
I don't get it. Ever since the soccer awards, Phil and Wally act so weird around each other. It's messing up everything.
Earth to Lil, they like each other.
Please! Who would like Phil? He's so immature and gross. Look.
No, you look.
They do like each other. How come I'm the last one to see it?
You're not. They are.
Well, there's only one way to handle this.
Phil, stop it!
Phil, do you like Wally?
Huh? No way!
Wally, do you like Phil?
Are you whack?
That proves it. Only people who like each other act so weird about liking each other. Why don't you just admit you like each other and we can all go back to doing stuff like before, okay?
Okay, I like you.
Me too.
Now that that's over with, let's go down to the field and run some drills for the playoffs.
Race it to the ice cream line.
You're on. Guys, hey guys.
Man, iced out for ice cream.
Chucky Shadow is in the fairway. That's an automatic hole in one for me.
But it's
complaining. That's six strokes added to your score. Look out! I love doing that.
We know you do.
So what's everyone think about my nephew here? Quite the sportsman, huh?
Oh, yeah, right on. Oh, please. Does she have to do that? He's not that funny. Trust me, I know. You gotta be kidding.
I've never seen him make shots like that.
Because he doesn't. This place had to shut down one day because he lost so many balls. And when did she suddenly turn into such a girly girl?
Well, lighten up. It's not like they're getting married.
Phil, don't leave. We didn't finish our game yet. Phil! Phil, come back!
Saturday, we're playing the biggest game of our lives. Win it, and we're off to Hawaii. I want to see passing, teamwork, concentration.
Ew. You have to do something about Morty. We can't take him anymore.
Why me?
You brought him into the group.
But he doesn't annoy me. I find his humor disturbingly complex.
Get that gum out of your hair yet?
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, I'm sorry about zoning out of practice. I know this game means a lot.
It's okay. Is that Tomb Raider 5?
It just came in today.
Yes! We've been waiting 3 months to play that!
I know. Listen, can I talk to you about something?
I'm listening.
The weirdest thing happened today. Wally and me were sitting in the park, watching the clouds. Her idea. Then it happened. It was so weird. And I started sweating and my stomach got all queasy. It felt like riding Whiplash Gorge 3 times in a row.
Boy, you really didn't like it, did you?
Are you kidding? It was the greatest thing ever. I cannot wait to do it again.
Can we please not talk about this anymore?
Oh, sure, yeah. Listen, I gotta go anyway.
Wait! I thought we were playing Tomb Raider 5!
Oh, no, I just brought that in for you. I'm going over to Wally's. Tell me how it is.
Oh, Sarah! I never have a friend as good as you.
Until I take away your brother and leave you with no one to play with.
Ow! Ouch! Give me back my purse!
I'm gonna kick your little plastic peon!
Hi.
Gee, where's Phil?
I ditched him.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about him.
Oh.
The other day in the park, I held his hand, and he got all pale and started sweating. I don't think he liked it very much. Did he say anything to you?
Well, as a matter of fact, he did mention it to me. And, well, since we are friends, I'll just say it. He said it made him sick to his stomach. I'm really sorry, Wally. But you know, guys, they're such jerks sometimes. Pickle?
No, thanks. I'm suddenly not very hungry.
Guess what? Guess what? I just heard the Pacoima Python's big midfielder got chickenpox.
We are sure to win. Don't look at me.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Everything is wrong. The world has fallen off its axis. The sun shall never shine again.
Is this about your penalty shots? Because we can work on that.
It's Wally. She dumped me. She didn't even say why. Your friend, Lil. Did she say anything to you?
No, nothing. Nada. Zip, zilch, zero. Goose eggs, goose eggs.
Phil, I have never seen you act like this. What? I can't have feelings.
Feelings? You hit yourself on the head with a hammer on a dare.
I got just the thing to cheer you up, mister. A game of Doom Raider 5.
Just turn off the light on your way out. I want to lay here and listen to sad songs.
Sure.
Wally! Why? Why, Wally?
You broke Wally and Phil up?
No! I just told Wally what Phil had told me.
He'll get over it. You know Phil. He has a short attention span.
Just come in. It's one drink.
I can't. This is our place. Wally and me.
We'll share an orbit smoothie.
We shared an orbit smoothie.
Look, just sit over there.
We sat over there. Oh, man. I remember the first thing she ever said to me. Move it, loser.
Mommy, some help here?
Hey, have you seen Dill?
Nope. Lil, can you do something about your brother?
I think Hurricane Lil has done enough damage to two lives.
What?
I sort of was the person who sort of told Wally Phil didn't like her. Sort of.
Why would you do that?
They were annoying!
Any more annoying than that?
I can't be here. It cuts too deep.
Boy, if my sister did something like that to me... I mean, if she told my girlfriend I didn't like her, sheesh. Man, I'm sure glad I don't have a sister.
So is she.
You told Wally I didn't like her? I will never forgive you for this, Lillian!
Jeesh, he's a little testy. Anyone drinking this? Well, if anyone sees Dill, tell him I was looking for it. I'll get rid of him.
Okay, Phil, you'll be right defense with Lil.
I don't want to play with her. She's the one who told Wally I didn't like holding her hand when I do.
You tell her about what we do?
I'm his sister!
It was supposed to be a secret, Lillian.
Okay, then Wally, you be over on left defense with Lil.
I don't want to play with her. She lied to me.
Okay, then Phil, you play midfield and I'll put Lil on right field and Wally on left.
Then I'm between both of them.
Forget it. I'm not doing it. I'll play goalie.
I know there's some personal issues going on in the team, but this is a shot at Hawaii. So let's put it aside and focus on the game.
She's right. Let's keep our heads in the game, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Gonzalez! Tell my sister the jerk I'm open!
Supposed to believe that.
What is going on out there? They're not playing together. They're not listening to each other. I've never been to Hawaii.
Man, your friends stink. I'd be embarrassed to be seen with them.
Funny you should bring that up.
Except for you, Tommy, and Chucky. You are the coolest guys. So, what were you saying?
Never mind.
But I gotta ask you, what's with that hat you wear all the time?
It's a Sherpa hat.
Yeah, sure. Pathetic!
It happens to be a Himalayan Chulu hat.
That's because it too looks ugly. Look at me. I'm Dill. I'm the weird one.
That's it. I've had it with you. You're selfish, obnoxious, and nobody likes you. And one more thing. Nobody touches.
I'm mortified.
Way to go, Lillian.
I called it first.
Oh, you just want everything to yourself, don't you?
I'm not the one who blabbed behind her brother's back.
Well, I'm not the one who ignored her friend.
Hey, I'm the one who got jumped. I'm in pain here.
You're the one who said he didn't like me.
Jerk.
Liar!
guess I jumped the gun on the victory celebration.
Tell me you didn't order a clown.
Worse.
Hey, what's this? A quarter in your ear.
I can't believe we lost the chance to go to Hawaii.
Maybe if Wally hadn't dumped me, we wouldn't have.
Say that one more time, and I'm making you sit with the rest of the team. I'm sorry. This was all my fault. I have to admit, I was jealous. I didn't want to lose my brother.
I can't believe you thought that. I'll always love you.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
Wally! Wait! Look, I don't blame you for being mad at me. I did an awful thing. But don't take it out on my brother. He really does like you.
The thing is, this whole boy-girl thing is so confusing. It just seems to mess everything up.
So that means we can all just be friends again?
Totally.
Hey! I heard they just repaved Nosebleed Hill. Let's go get our bikes!
Great!
Hey, little lady, what's that in your ear? A quarter?
Hey, Slowpoke, what's keeping you?
Are you coming or not?
Right behind you.
Hey, Pickles, I want to talk to you about what you said to my nephew. I don't know what you said, but you really turned Morty around. All of a sudden, he was this polite, considerate, kind-hearted child.
I was just honest with him, sir.
Whatever you did, when I put him on that bus back to Ohio this morning, he was a changed man. Thanks.
Yeah.